Disclosure of Representation. In 1995, the Texas legislature passed several amendments to the Texas Real Estate License Act in Senate Bill No. 489. These amendments went into effect on January 1, 1996, and have played a significant role in the practice of real estate agency in Texas. Senate Bill 489 is the legislation that gave the industry the intermediary process, along with some new requirements for disclosure. Both buyers and sellers face some decisions that must be made when buying or selling property. In addition to bringing us intermediary, Senate Bill 489 includes a representation disclosure requirement. At the first contact with a party to a potential transaction, a license holder must disclose that they represent the other party. The disclosure of representation may be done orally or in writing. For example, when a prospective buyer calls on a listed property, the agent must inform the prospect that the firm represents the seller. If a buyer's agent comes into contact with a seller or agent of the seller, the buyer's agent must likewise notify them that they are a buyer's agent. Texas Real Estate License Act, Section 1100.1558, Representation Disclosure. B license holder who represents a party in a proposed real estate transaction shall disclose, orally or in writing, that representation at the time of the license holder's first contact with 1. Another party to the transaction, or 2. Another license holder who represents another party to the transaction. Examples: Agent Ann is holding an open house at 123 Main Street. She is very excited about this new listing because she feels it will sell quickly. The Smiths attend the open house and begin to question Ann about some of the property's features. She must disclose to these buyers that she is the agent for the seller. Agent Bob has signed a buyer's representation agreement with the Nelsons. He is calling ABC Realty to make an appointment to show their listing at 10 Park Lane. While making the appointment, he must mention that he is a buyer's agent. This oral disclosure on the phone is sufficient. Later, when they arrive at 10 Park Lane, they find the owners at home. When the sellers come to the door, Bob tells them that he is a buyer's agent. A written statement would also be acceptable. Because this disclosure may be made orally or in writing, there is no required form or wording for this disclosure of representation. An out-of-state buyer finds your website on the internet and inquires about one of your listings by sending you an email. You respond to the email with information about the property and an offer to provide additional information and service to the buyer. Your response must include the information that you represent the seller. Phone, fax, letter, email, or in person, it is important to remember that representation must be disclosed at first contact. Information about brokerage services, EABS. The information about brokerage services, IABS, provides consumers with necessary information regarding agency relationships with license holders. License holders should provide the IABS to all potential parties to a transaction at the first substantive discussion of a possible transaction. A substantive discussion does not always occur at the first face-to-face meeting. A discussion can become substantive during conversations via phone, email, or other means of communication. The license holder should present the IABS to the potential party as soon as the license holder has determined that a discussion has become substantive. A substantive discussion would include any information that is not easily accessed by public records. The IABS should be provided to a seller prior to a listing presentation. Most implementations of the IABS have a provision for the potential party to sign acknowledging receipt of the form. There is no statutory requirement that they sign the statement. If the statement has been presented to an individual who declines to sign, the license holder should note in the signature block "decline to sign," initial it, and date the form, give a copy to the prospect, and keep a copy for your files as evidence that you presented the form. While the License Act requires that the form be simply given to the prospect, the best practice is to explain the form in some detail. The license holder may substitute buyer for tenant and seller for landlord, as appropriate in the IABs. the IABs must contain the specific language from License Act and must be printed in no less than 10-point type. A license holder is not required to provide the information about brokerage services if the proposed transaction is for a residential lease for not more than 1 year and no sale is being considered, or the license holder meets with a party who is represented by another license holder. The communication occurs at a property that is held open for any prospective buyer or tenant, and the communication concerns that property.